Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The basis for our meditation today and our daily reading is recorded in the 28th chapter of Genesis, beginning at the 10th verse. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and laid down in that place to sleep. And he had a dream. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Here ends our reading. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our service continues as we sing our hymn, I Will Sing My Maker's Praise. Well, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for today's meditation is recorded in the 28th chapter of Genesis, verses 16 and 17. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. This is our text. Let me bring you up to speed concerning Jacob and why God gave him this magnificent dream of a ladder and angels and earth and heaven, demonstrating our salvation in Christ Jesus. So the stage is set with great drama. We cannot help but be pulled into the event of Genesis 28. And it's exciting. It resonates with all of us this morning. Moses, the author of Genesis, writes of a desperate man, the unveiling of God's holiness and redemption. We see Jesus and hear the love of God for us that leads to life eternal. And so the stage is set with great drama. Jacob is on the run. You sense the hasty exit from family. No sleeping bag or pillow. You feel his achy muscles brought about by the fatigue of running, the thirst, the dust, staying off the main roads. Informants could be anywhere. Apoplectic with fear, Esau wants him dead. You recognize the flaring nostrils, the seething anger of Jacob's twin. Esau the hunter, he's enraged, and he seeks blood, even if it's his own brother. Earlier, we hear from dear old dad, Isaac. In a strange twist, Isaac essentially tells him two things. Run, but go east, and while you're there, have a family. Run away, Jacob, from the land you will inherit. The blind patriarch tells him to head east. Go to your uncle Laban, while you're at Paddan Aram, marry one of Laban's daughters. Now, aside from obeying God's ordinance concerning local women and their false gods and accompanying rituals, it does seem like strange advice. There's a strong sense of dissonance. Perhaps Isaac is unveiling the possibility that Jacob might survive all this. Jacob is not a U.S. Army Ranger. He's not a Navy SEAL. He's not a trained survivalist, nor is he even a trophy hunter. This is very difficult terrain at extreme temperatures, and it's not fit for any human. So Jacob is fueled on panic-induced adrenaline, running for his life, carrying in his heart this bizarre advice from Dad. While you're away at Laban's place, go find yourself a wife and start a family. So what is going on here? This great event is but a faded window for us to look into the inner workings of our God. This event isn't really about Jacob or family dynamics or desert survival. In the midst of this drama unfolds a magnificent demonstration of the Lord God's work. It is your history, and it is mine. It points to Christ and his work alone for the saving of humanity. So while sleeping, worn out, fatigued, with a rock for a pillow, God comes to him in a dream. And he says, a stairway is resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God are ascending and descending on it. So we have a visual. Angels going up and down. A ladder from heaven to earth, and God at the very top. Wow. Angels. The Lord God. Truly a holy place. And now we have a promise. I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I've done what I have promised. This is magnificent. Now, before we place our thoughts and our ideas on what we have seen, we have to look at what Jacob does. And we also have to look at how Christ handles Genesis 28, and also how the Holy Spirit blesses the church on and into the future by this event. Jacob calls this place, the ground, the house of God. He calls it Bethel. Doesn't look like a house. Doesn't look like a place of worship, at least initially. But it is the house of God, and a great and wonderful house it is. A house of God must contain God's word. The word of the Lord was truly present, spoken from the mouth of God. Second, it is a picture of the church, a dwelling on earth as well as heaven, which encompasses not only the word, but the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. There is gospel proclaimed, a boundless promise. From Jacob comes a great people, blessed through him, the third patriarch. In reflection on Jacob calling the location the house of God, Luther in his lecture on Genesis describes both the physical attributes of a sanctuary and the goings-on of a healthy church. This is what Luther lectured. He said, here God himself has set up a pulpit, and he himself is the first to preach about the descendants and the uninterrupted continuance of the church. I would assume, and carefully would assume, that there was likely unimaginable, beautiful music. Jesus has something to say about Jacob's ladder. We hear this when the Lord responds to Nathanael in John chapter 1. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. And then he added, very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. A little hint with John chapter 1. You see the word you is mentioned five times. He's not talking just to Nathanael. It's plural. He's talking to you and to me and to the disciples and all the children of God redeemed under Christ. But here it is. Jesus is referring to himself as the ladder that bridges heaven and earth. The Lord Jesus, as his ministry gets off the ground, points like a neon light to himself. Our Lord is also the fulfillment of the ladder of Genesis chapter 28. John Wesley composed a hymn based on this whole concept. And in poetry, this is what Wesley said. What doth the ladder mean, sent down from the Most High? Fastened to earth, its foot is seen, its summit to the sky. Lo, up and down the scale, the angels swiftly move, and God, the great invisible, himself appears above. Jesus, that ladder, is the incarnate deity. So this is amazing. It's not just a story about the third patriarch running from an angry brother, or a mystical story with no heavenly meaning. No. It's your history and mine. It's a heavenly story born in mystery, the mystery of God's love, to call us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It is a mysterious Lord God who loves us and reminds us of the promise of redemption by way of Jacob's ladder. Now, there's much holy speculation about the ladder. Some of the things that I've run across as of late, was a ladder at all, or was it a staircase? Is there a representation of each rung or step? And if you wanted to read further into that, look at what the early church fathers had to say. And although these are important points, and perhaps some actually brilliant, here's what the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, wants us to know. Here we have the incarnate Jesus, a child born modestly in Bethlehem, a preacher proclaiming that he is the way and the truth and the life. We see the great Redeemer healing and calling all to him. And then he volunteers up his life, suffering and dying as the sacrifice for all mankind, bridging the imperfect, the fallen world, the sinner man, bridging it with heaven, the perfect and the holy. Jesus, God's one and only Son, our Savior, came to restore our broken relationship with God. Jacob's ladder is a foretaste of Jesus. The ladder is intimately connected to the mission and ministry of our Lord. Christ is the ladder for us to God, born to be the sacrifice, taking our place, providing hope, joy, and peace, the promise of life eternal, the resurrection from the dead. How wise and wonderful is our great God, who gives us the dream at Bethel that leads us to Christ. And it is his name we move. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for missionaries Reverend Jonathan and Deaconess Cheryl Nauman, Raphael and Jamie Lynn Flores, and Tirza Cray. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.